Ox slams John Kasich, someone who fights against women's rights cannot speak for Democrats. By Penny Starr on August 18, 2020. The Democratic National Committee is getting backlash from its far-left base, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who got a 60-second speaking slot at the ongoing 2020 Democrat convention while former Governor John Kasich, RO, spoke much longer. NBC reported on the online friction. The spat exposes a rift as the Democratic Party pushes a unity message by showcasing both liberals within their party and several Republicans unhappy with President Donald Trump. In an interview with BuzzFeed News published Monday afternoon, Kasich, who was among that handful of Republicans to speak Monday night at the Democrats' convention, took aim at Ocasio-Cortez, a star of the progressive movement who will speak at the convention Tuesday night. People on the extreme, whether they're on the left or on the right, they get outsized publicity that tends to define their party, Kasich told BuzzFeed News. You know, I listen to people all the time make these statements. And because Ock gets outsized publicity doesn't mean she represents the Democratic Party. Ocasio-Cortez shot back by responding to a tweet posted about Kasich's interview. John Kasich is speaking at the DNCC tonight. As part of his pre-speech media blitz, he's slamming at Ock, one of our rising stars. So glad we gave the anti-choice union buster a prime speaking slot. I'm sure it will sway at least five voters, left-wing activist Melissa Ryan tweeted. It's great that Kasich has woken up and realized the importance of supporting a Biden-Harris ticket, Ocasio-Cortez responded. I hope he gets through to GOP voters. Yet also, something tells me a Republican who fights against women's rights doesn't get to say who is or isn't representative of the Dem Party, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. In his speech Monday night, Kasich seemed to appeal to disaffected Republicans to possibly widen the coalition that could send Biden to the White House and make Trump a one-term president, NBC reported. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.